Indian summer is a short period of extremely fair weather and mild days in autumn. It comes in late October or early November, while the leaves are changing color and falling from the trees. It has no definite day of beginning or ending. The pleasant weather follows the autumn's first period of cold, wintry days. The days become warmer, but the nights remain chilly. An Indian summer moon often has a soft yellow or orange hue. Indian summer lasts for a week to 10 days and sometimes for 2 weeks. Then winter starts. Indian summer is caused by a large mass of warm tropical air. South winds carry these masses northward. The American Indian enjoyed Indian summer and called it a gift of a favorite god, Kaltantowit, the god of the Southwest. Questions 25 to 27 are based on the passage you have just heard. 25. Which of the following can be understood from the passage? 26. What causes Indian summer? 27. What was not mentioned as a feature of Indian summer?
26. I'm Mr. Britton, the head librarian, and today I'd like to introduce you to the facilities in our university library and show you how to use them. The first room on our tour is the reference room, where you'll find all sorts of reference materials, dictionaries, bibliographies, literature guides, even telephone books. You may use these books only in the reference room itself. The next room is the periodicals room, where you'll find various newspapers, magazines, and academic journals. The current issues are usually directly available to you on the shelves, and you can get an older issue by filling out a slip for the librarian. These items must also be used in this room. This next room contains the card catalogs. All the library's books are listed here by title, by author, and by topic. When you are looking for a book, you must write the book's call number, title, and author on these slips and present them with your library card at the desk. The books themselves are kept in the stacks, which are open only to graduate students, faculty members, and library staff. Our library has over 1 million volumes in these stacks, which cover 5 floors. If you have any further questions about using the library, I'd be glad to help you after the tour. Thank you for your attention. Questions 28 to 30 are based on the passage you've just heard. 28. What's the main topic of this talk? 29. Who is probably listening to Mr. Britton? 30. Which people are usually not allowed to use the stacks?
29. Today I'm going to discuss transportation and communication in the early 19th century in the United States. At that time, inland waterways provided North America's most popular form of long-distance transportation. Travel by river was often more convenient than taking a wagon over primitive country roads, especially when shipping heavy loads of farm products or household goods. Where the natural waterways were inadequate, shallow canals were built. The Erie Canal, opened in 1825, connected the Great Lakes with the upper Hudson River. It allowed settlers in the Great Lakes region to send their crops eastward to New York City at the mouth of the Hudson at a much lower cost. From there, crops could be shipped to other Atlantic ports. The construction of the Erie Canal also encouraged westward migration along inland waterways and helped populate the frontier. The city of Detroit grew up between two of the Great Lakes. Later, a canal joined the Great Lakes with the Mississippi River system and Chicago became a thriving city. Politically, the waterway system united the nation in a way few had imagined possible. By the mid-1800s, faster and cheaper railroads became more popular and the canal system declined. Railroads could be used year-round, whereas canals were often frozen in the winter. During the first third of the century, however, transportation on rivers, lakes, and canals aided greatly in the growth of the United States. Next week, we'll discuss the railroads in greater detail. Questions 31 to 34 are based on the passage you've just heard. 31. What is the main idea of this lecture? When was inland waterway travel most popular? 33. What was usually transported from west to east? 34. What was not a result of the inland water system in the United States?